Okay, thank you, Skylar. I'd like to call the Appropriations Committee meeting to order. The time is 11:46. Clerk, could you do the roll call, please?
Yes, ma'am. Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Present.
Congressman Walker?
Here.
Congressman Keene?
Present.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congresswoman Rebard?
Here.
Okay, thank you. We have a quorum. The next item on our agenda is prayer. Congresswoman Stabler, could you render a prayer, please?
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for the opportunity we have to serve the Osage people. We ask in your blessing to all of our people, and that you watch over us and take care of us so that we can go on. I ask that you guide this group of people here, making the decisions that they have to make. We ask all this in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Is anyone else having trouble hearing the participants?
This is Alice. I am.
I would just encourage.
Congresswoman Stabler, both of you sound very faint. I have my phone up as loud as it'll go.
I just encourage the members that are in the chambers to make sure that they're speaking directly into their microphones. Don't pull away from the microphone when you speak, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Is this better?
Yes, that's better for me.
Okay, thank you, guys. The next item on our agenda is the approval of minutes, and they were attached to your invite. They're dated May 24th, 2021.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Under roll call, it says it should be Congressman Tillman.
Thank you. So can everybody hear me?
Yes.
I can.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, I can hear you now.
Penny, can you and Casey and James and everybody hear me at executive?
We can hear you, but it's still really soft.
Yep, I can barely hear you.
Okay, thank you.
That was better.
All right. Is there a motion on the minutes?
Move to approve the minutes of May 24th as amended.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Okay, thank you, committee. The next item on our agenda is item number 5. Which is a congressional appropriation report to be presented by Jordan Frazier, our budget analyst. So I'll turn it over to Jordan at this time.
Good morning, committee members. First, I want to address the tribal funds.
Congress has $4,629,182 remaining available for appropriation from the general fund and tribal funds. Only one appropriation of tribal funds is being considered during the 10th special session. ONCA 2166 would appropriate $55,000 to Artmaker LLC for the continued production of ballet performances. Most of the legislation filed this session would use fiscal recovery funds from the American Rescue Plan. The U.S. Department of the Treasury made an initial payment of $108,375,827.59 of fiscal recovery funds to the Osage Nation. A second, smaller payment, the amount of which remains to be seen, should be provided soon. Prior to the effective date of ONCA 2149, the executive branch was able to spend some of the fiscal recovery funds without appropriation of Congress. During that time frame, they spent $55,421. The total amount of fiscal recovery funds currently available for appropriation is $108,320,406. 27 bills have been filed that would appropriate fiscal recovery funds. The total amount being requested for appropriation is $195,418,978. This exceeds the currently available funds by $87,098,571. The legislation being considered in today's meeting does not affect the fiscal recovery funds. ONCA 2173 would appropriate non-tribal funds for operating budgets. The budgets in ONCA 2173 are based on ABILA documents received from the Osage Nation Treasury Department. If there are any questions, please let me know. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Jordan. Are there any other questions to Jordan from the committee?
Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Stabler, I just want to thank Jordan, and I want to thank, as Speaker did this morning, thank the Controller and Assistant Controller and yourself for all the hours you put in this week to get us to this point and get us through this. I think that if, unless you have something else planned, I'm not sure, I'd like to have Jordan maybe talk a little bit about his analysis and where how he got here. I mean, or that there is a, with the committee substitute, do you think there's any need for comments there?
Well, thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. I would like to include Jordan on the discussion on the next item on the agenda, if that's okay.
That'll be fine. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. The next item on our agenda is item number 6, which is the consideration of ONCA 21-73, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation in the amount of $161,378,898 in non-tribal funds. At this time, I would entertain a motion to adopt the committee substitute.
So moved. This is Stabler.
Second.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Okay, thank you. So I think our clerk's office has sent out the committee substitute. Does everybody have that?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So I wanted to talk a little bit about this, and Speaker and Congresswoman Stabler are correct. We received our support docs last Friday from the executive branch. I then filed the top page of the bill, and all of this last week, we've been working on the inserts. that you received this morning. So I apologize, but we wanted to work with the Treasury, number one, to ensure accuracy, and number two, to ensure that we were all on the same page as far as what was submitted. In that, you'll see that I pulled out the judicial branch dollars and have created a separate bill for that because that's, you know, our typical, what we do typically. So this committee substitute has been scrubbed very thoroughly by our budget analyst, along with the controller, assistant controller, myself. Congresswoman Stabler has participated in reconciling. I've also, with the Congress members that have been in the office this past week, we've had discussion. And so I've been working with Trey, and I appreciate Trey and all of his hard work as we work through and got to this point of a committee substitute, because I do want you to know that there were some amendments, and we've worked through those. A lot of them were just technicalities. There were duplications of some budgets that were submitted and things of that nature, but we've worked through that. I feel solid about this bill. As you know, these are federal funds. We're already into the quarter of this fiscal year, and so most of these have already have spending with them, including the CARES dollars that you'll see. Those have already been spent. And so at this time, I'll entertain any questions from the committee regarding this bill. Thank you.
Chairwoman, second speaker.
Yes.
I just wanted to, excuse me for butting in here for a second, but the clerk is getting communication from executive stating that they cannot hear you. We're not sure why. So can someone communicate whether that is the case or not? Because otherwise I would ask that we figure something out, because it's very important that they participate in this conversation. So can Mr. Johnson or Ms. Bradford, the controller, someone respond whether they can hear us or not?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you.
We are having trouble hearing you. It's very faint.
Can you hear us?
Yes,
we can hear you. Can you hear, am I still faint?
No, it's an improvement.
Yes.
This is Alice. I hear you fine compared to when you very first started the meeting.
Yes.
I can hear Alice.
Okay, I'm just making sure, because they're getting she's getting communication from Assistant Chief that they can't hear. So we're trying to make it clear. And also, I don't know where they are, but they're welcome to come down to the office with us if they're in the same place. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Speaker. Are there any other questions regarding this bill at this time? If not, I'll entertain any action at this time.
Madam Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Motion to report ONCA 2173 with the due pass recommendation to Congress.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Motion passes. The next item on our agenda is item number 6, which is the consideration of ONCA 21-82, an act to appropriate non-tribal funds to the judicial branch. in the amount of $286,924 and to establish an alternate effective date. The document that you'll see in front of you that I sent out to the committee and Congress include the information that we received from the judicial branch. This is also another document that the budget analyst has worked thoroughly through with the Treasury. And as you know, the judicial branch, they have a tribal budget and also self-governance. So if you guys have any questions, I'm open for those at this time. If not, I'll entertain any type of motion. Okay.
Chair, this is Stabler. Move
yes,
to report
ma'am.
ONCA 2182 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Thank you. The motion passes. The next item on our agenda is item number 8, which is adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion to adjourn with a second. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you, committee. I appreciate your time. Everybody enjoy your Saturday, and we'll see you this week. Thank you.